So tell me what you're looking for, Mrs. Wilder said. She placed a large tray of cookies, biscuits, and coffee on the table in front of Nita Eilis. Nita's hands shook a little, and she swiped her sweaty palms on her pants. There was no reason to be nervous, but she couldn't stop the slight shake of her leg. Well, she hesitated. How to explain? She'd had such a strange relationship with the opposite sex that there was not much there. What she looked for? More than she'd ever had. Probably ever would. But she'd try anyway. Come on, girl! Mrs. Wilder clucked her tongue, motioning with a hand for her to get on with it. This wasn't Relationship Analysis 101, and if that were the case, they'd need way more than a few hours, and way more than a tray of cookies. A full, gallon-sized bottle of vodka would be a good start. It wasn't that she was emotionally scarred by a previous bad relationship, or anything like that. That, at least, would have been a sound explanation for her problem. She was okay getting physically close, but emotions were another thing. Mrs. Wilder took a seat across from her with a notepad, tucking her feet under her long, eyelet peasant skirt. I told you I had someone in mind for you, but I called you in to give me more details of what you're looking for. Pulsing soreness started in the back of her head. Nice. She didn't need a migraine. All because she wanted to find a man, now that her cousin Tolly had fallen in love. Nita felt lonely most of the time that she spent with her cousin and the two men Tolly shared her life with. It's not that simple. It really wasn't. She'd been shy for so much of her youth that when she finally started to accept the fact that she was never going to be a skinny girl, she'd already reached adulthood. By then, she'd decided to hell with romance and just set on a path of learning about embracing her sexuality. That had all been great and good, but she hadn't had any deep, meaningful relationships with men other than her best friend in high school, and he didn't count. Let's get down to business. What are you looking for? A hookup? Two men? Marriage, babies, and picket fence? Are you looking for a man to do some naughty things to you while you're tied up? Mrs. Wilder, she gasped. Damn, she hadn't expected that. All that internal brooding had made her forget Mrs. Wilder could ask some off-the-wall questions. Tolly had told her that Mrs. Wilder was not the usual elderly woman. But geez. I don't have all day, you know. I need my beauty sleep, Mrs. Wilder said. With her new flipped bob and perfect makeup on her wrinkleless features, she was hot for whatever her age was. Mrs. Wilder followed up her words with a smile and picked up her coffee. You strike me as a woman who knows what she wants. Nita thought about that for a moment, panic rising in her chest. She did know what she wanted, usually. The best relationship she'd ever had with the opposite sex hadn't been sexual. It had been open, honest, trusting. Did that make her a freak? I want a man to want me for me. Hearing the words come out of her mouth made her wince. A troubled knot tightened around her heart, clasping her normal self-assurance in a vice grip. I wasn't wanted by boys growing up. Most girls didn't want to be around the fat girl. When someone did take the time to talk to me, they wanted something, and that something was usually to make fun of me. Except for Kai. He'd never done that. All right, she really needed therapy.